I'm gonna do it.
Thank you. If we could, take about 15 minutes and go through a, go through what is being proposed as the new education foundation plan. Before we start, I just want to say, make a couple of comments. One in regard to structure. I heard a lot about it. I've heard a lot about the Education Foundation through personal experience, having four kids in the schools, and a family that's been active in education issues. And I heard a lot about it last year. One, because of a $64 million bond issue that we voted on in Fairbanks. The foundation became an issue, and people that were against the bond issue drug the foundation out as a way to create anxiety and distrust in the education system, and essentially tried to kill the $64 million bond issue. So that raised the level of the concern that I had with this thing known as the foundation. And then, of course, I heard about it in the election. I'm from an education district. District 29 is the University of Alaska Fairbanks. District 30 abuts it. And in our polls that we did as we campaigned, education, both polls, was far and away the most important thing in District 29 and 30. And that didn't surprise me. And frankly, I was kind of proud of it. So it's a big deal, and that's and so I've taken it on as a big deal. We have four plans in front of us. We have the status quo, we have Senate Bill 36, Senate Bill 85, I think it's 85, House Bill 148. So as we wrestled with that, our office wrestled with that, how to go about this, we have I appointed a subcommittee made up of Senator Ellis and Senator Lehman. And before I called that subcommittee together, I thought I should have a better understanding of the foundation. So I went around and started talking to people that I knew something about the foundation. And even though I've had it presented to me 8, maybe 10 times, I can understand each of the components that goes into the foundation. But as soon as you change one of those variables, the whole thing flips around, and I frankly was having a great deal of trouble trying to understand it to the point where I could call a coherent subcommittee meeting and ask Senator Ellis, Senator Lehman to join me in the confusion. Not only did I not understand it, I didn't know how to do anything about making it better. So as I was talking with people, I changed gears and I took a little different tack. And I said, I don't understand this. But there are people out there that do. And so I started asking people, who in this state knows the most about the foundation formula as it exists, and who has the credibility and the objectivity to make a better one? Three names surfaced continually. I asked two of those people, went to them, one in Anchorage, one in Fairbanks, one in Juneau, one in Fairbanks. And I said to them, I told them my problem, that I was wrestling with this foundation thing. And I said, if we get together, could you help me develop a new plan? And they said, yes. I'll tell you where those folks are in just a moment. Third, the other component was that I continued to wrestle with, I'm a potato chip salesman 10 weeks ago. Now I'm finding myself trying to understand home rule, first class, second class cities, trying to understand first-class boroughs, second-class boroughs, REAAs, and how these all go together. So I said, I need somebody to help me how this state is organized. And the name that came up without a doubt, I said, who knows the most about that fellow by the name of Dan Bockhorst? So I called Dan and met with Dan in Anchorage a week ago. And a terribly impressive individual. So I asked Dan to help from a structure standpoint. I asked Bob Shefchek to help, the chief financial officer from Fairbanks North Star Borough, to help. And I asked Eddie Jeans from DOE to help. And we got together. I met with each of them individually, told them the problem, asked for their help, and then we got together, last week and worked on the plan that you're going to see here. We had some ground rules. It seemed as I talked to people, this is the first time I've used overhead, so bear with me if I can't think backwards. We had some ground rules. I said, whatever we talk about, it seems like there's four things that you can categorize them into: simplicity, equity, dollars, and timing. So I said, if you have a concept, it has to, in my mind, has to apply to one of those four things. That's the structure that we worked under. And I simply said, simplicity, you trust the things you understand, and you don't trust the things you don't. Or you have a higher propensity not to trust the things you don't. Simplicity continued to pop up when I talked to people. Equity, I heard a lot about it in the campaign. Why are we paying 27% of our local funding when we can drive to communities from Fairbanks that don't pay a nickel? Equity. Dollars, I told them that there's no new dollars to throw at this problem, given the current five-year plan. And so whatever solution wasn't going to have new dollars to it. And the fourth was timing. And I said, let's not be so presumptuous to think we're going to plop down a plan on 7/1/97 and think it's going to take us forever. Let's be a little perspective and look out to see if we can get to somewhere in maybe a time greater than 1 year. So those are the rules that we worked under. And the other rule is that we were not going to run spreadsheets until the whole thing was put together. I've heard over and over about the infamous spreadsheets. And we simply did not deal with them until last week at about 3 o'clock, Friday at about 3 o'clock. We said, let's take these 11 components, put them together, and see what comes out. So with those ground rules, we proceeded. Today, I'm going to go through those 11 components. These packets that you see here will be available as soon as we finish for you, exactly what you see here. And we also have some financial spreadsheets that are here, and I'll talk about those in a moment. You're going to get those. And then today is the presentation for the subcommittee. Wednesday, we'd like to have subcommittee questions, concerns. And if we don't have too many that are going to take up an hour and a half, then we'll call a meeting and we'll start testimony for people that are here in Juneau. Friday, we'll open the teleconference and we'll just start testimony for as long as people want to talk about how to make this better. So that's sort of a rough cut on the schedule. So let's begin. And you're going to get copies of each of these. Minimum school size that the state will fund is proposed to be 10. That's up from 8 as of now. Two, the funding will be by headcount, will be by student ADM. The amount of dollars that goes is a function of the number of students in the school. Just for a frame of reference, the new number this year is for 1998 is $3,790. And you'll see that number on the spreadsheets. That speaks to simplicity. We've taken pupil transportation, and because it's a discrete subject that you can take it outside the funding, we've left it outside, and we'll treat pupil transportation as a separate issue that won't be part of the foundation. Again, simplicity. As we all know, we have special needs in our schools. The plan is a 20% premium across the board for special education, gifted and talented, bilingual, and vocational. So every school district gets a 20% premium on their ADM to take care of that and a corresponding amount of money based on the 3790. This number is essentially about where the level is if you take all the school districts in the state. We today, I think my numbers are right, but we have schools that are as low as 9% of their ADM and some that are as over 70% of their ADM. You don't need to classify children anymore. You get the money. It becomes a local issue on what you do with it, subject to local control, local input. This obviously is a major change. And again, simplicity and equity. The intensive needs, thank you. Intensive needs are just as they are today. Developmentally disabled children are classified under Section 4 of the Alaska Administrative Code at that amount. That remains, and that remains as it is today. Thought there was a need to look at correspondence funding. It adjusts it and takes away, it's now 65%, lowers it to 55, and changes the way that correspondence is handled in our state. And there are some people that can speak to this in detail, and we will at the future time. So there's a correspondence component. Hardly anybody that I talked to didn't want to talk about area cost differentials. To the person, people were either happy or sad. There was nobody that liked the status quo. So, to that, this is a major part of the proposal. The plan proposes a study be conducted to measure differentials in the costs of operating schools, emphasized, and not school districts. Major factors to be considered are geographic costs and funding community size. The criteria for the study will be determined jointly by a committee comprised of members from Senate Hess, House Hess, and the administration. They'll develop the RFP. The study will be completed by the end of next year, 12/31/98. For the interim period, for year one and two of what amounts here to be a five-year plan, the size and area cost adjustments will remain as they are today. Single-site adjustment continues to be as it is today, pending the ACD study. The study will be submitted to the legislature and accepted or rejected in total. There'll be no modification. It'll either be a vote up or a vote down. This worked very well with the base realignment and closure commissions, and it's modeled after that. And the cost is estimated to be about $500,000 to conduct the study. Local responsibility. Plan recognizes the responsibility of every Alaskan community to participate in the funding of its local education requirements. Required local responsibility is based on a 3-mill levy on assessed value or 100% of basic need, whichever is less. It's a major change. The numbers now are a 4-mill levy or 35% of basic need. And that will be reflected, of course, in the spreadsheets. REAA participation. Plan proposes that residents outside of municipal school districts contribute in support of education funding through a school tax levied on gross earnings generated within the REAA. There's a book. This book is the source of the preliminary data. The school tax on levy on earnings would be reasonably commensurate with the level of contribution currently required in municipal school districts. And we have it how that 2% was arrived at. And it essentially is a portion, it equates to an average of what local districts are now. Those that are participating are to what level they're participating, which is about 15.6%. The revenue projections are currently under development by the Department of Labor. first cut at it last week looks like it'll be a minimum of $5 million, maybe as much as 7 or 8. They'll have those numbers for us sometime next, or sometime into this week, early next week. So that's a new component. PL 874 money, federal impact money, will go directly to the community that's affected. There'll be no deduction from the state. Federal impact money is simply a replacement of state monies. So it's a dollar per dollar trade, and the plan recognizes that. Simplicity and equity. The plan is what amounts to a five-year plan. 1998 essentially ensures that everyone will get the funding that they have in 1997. 99, 2000, and 01, there's allowances for transition. In 99, there'll be a transition to school districts that will, they'll get 98%, be insured 98%, in 2000 will be 95%, and 01, 90%. And then in 02, we will be fully into the new foundation. To be eligible for the transition allowance, districts must contribute, have a local contribution of 4 mills in 98, 5 mills in 99, 6 mills in 2000, and 7 mills in 01. The average mill contribution on those cities that are currently contributing is about 7.4, a little over seven. And then per student allocations, as the transition money goes down, the per student allocation at 37.90 goes up. So money goes away from transition and goes over to students. Back to page one, the headcount. There should be 11 components. Funding allocations are made on per student. The ACD is required. It'll take 2 years and cost $500,000. We require local participation from city borough school districts. REAs are now asked to contribute to the cost of education. Bases the state aid on the respective district's ability to pay as measured by assessments, state assessment, property value, and it provides funding to get us from year one to year five. That's the summary of the plan. In the packet, the second packet you get, which is the financial part, and I'll show you the summary page in just a moment, is how the new ADM is calculated. For those that work the formula now, well, that'll be straightforward. Then it goes down and takes that number one and calculates into a state share, splits it up to state and local. Then page three projects under the existing formula what would happen. Page four takes the new formula and calculates what would happen. Page five shows the funding under the plan one, the change in year one of the study. And number six is the change in the second year of the study. This is page five. This is the probably can't read that from here. This is the changes, and just there's some numbers that pop out at you. You'll see under this plan that Anchorage will get about $4.6 million more. You go down to North Slope down here, they'll get about $11.9 million less. Those are the two high variables. That's essentially a trade between assessed value and student headcount. You go right to the bottom, there's some numbers that I just mentioned. It requires $686,000 less in funding at the $3,790 level. That's the money that would be available to begin the study. The $23 million is money that'll be used for transition money. That's the total of transition money in year one. So as the plan goes through, that 23 million ratchets down, and that money begins to go over to students. As the plan goes through years two, three, and four, and five. So you'll get that. Let's see. This is, I already talked about, is our committee schedule, and just put that up there. So that's the place to start. I found what I consider to be the best people in the state to put together a plan, and that's what we came up with. It's a place to start talking about it, and I'll go back at the beginning. It's important, and I know, and you know by looking at this, there's some winners and some losers. But if we can forget that for the moment and understand what we're trying to do is put in place a system that will serve us for certainly as long as the one that we have has served us, then we'll work through this. And I think it's probably, and I've told everybody that I've talked to, school districts and anyone else, that it's probably, in my mind, one of the most important things this legislature will do this session is to do something with the foundation plan. So it certainly has my support. Our committee will work on it. Our office will work on it. This is a place to start. And we expect to hear from a lot of people. We want to hear from a lot of people, both positive and negative. And we'll work this. If there's some broad, just maybe scheduling or broad questions that I could answer today, I'll be more than happy to. And then I would ask that you that have questions, feed them through the subcommittee or through the HES committee. And then on Friday, we'll open it up and we'll begin public testimony from around the state. And by that time, we should have a sense of how much time we're going to spend on this issue over the next few weeks. I'd like to work it to the point we give it to the Finance Committee, and they don't have much to do on it. So that's freshman optimism, but that's what we'll call it. So. All right, that's Senator Lehman.
I have a question on this chart on area cost differentials. The chart says that the study will be completed and submitted to the legislature, the next line. For the interim, size and area cost adjustments will be included in the new legislation. Okay, I think I understand that. But what you said during the presentation was that size and area cost adjustments will be as they are now. So I would interpret this that's written here to say that the legislation will define what those numbers are in the transition period. And what you said is, what I understood you to say was that there will be no change, at least according to this proposal, there'd be no change, which is correct.
That's right. The numbers that we see that we work through take the current single site and the current ACDs, and that's the result of that. And the proposal includes those, keeps those numbers intact for year one and year two. And the numbers and page one of the financial spreadsheet shows the items. Well, I have a copy of this. There's a black box here. Those are the two items that'll be changed and adjusted from the study, and then those equate over here that then go to page two. Okay. Clarify?
Yeah, I think that that's the point that I want to probably look at a little more carefully.
Sure. Any other Sheila?
Actually, the spreadsheets use the numbers that the governor's bill used for the area cost differential, broken down by funding community.
Also, it's that's even worse.
That
exacerbates the problem.
In some respects, it does. But are you thinking about the high numbers?
Yeah.
They don't apply to the formula because of the mill levy. We'll develop that.
Okay.
We'll make sure that that's clarified. Yeah, thanks for that clarification. That's right. Any other general questions before we pass you? Yes, sir.
Yes, Senator, can you reiterate what the title of that document was that you referred to?
It's 1995 Employment and Earnings. Somebody learned to have that.
Yeah, it's Department of Labor, 1995 Employment and Earnings Summary Report.
And then what, how did you, how was that interfaced in this report?
There's about $905 million that is in wages that are generated out of REAAs.
Oh, I see.
And we took that as a function. Now what we're trying to do is take, some of those are, here I go, some of those are in second-class cities, first-class city boroughs, some other organizations, so they're already contributing, so you can't count them. So what we've asked DOL to do is to pull those out and then bring in what is truly REAA earnings and find out what that is and take 2% of that. And that's where the $5 million came from.
Okay.
That's it. And this means we're done. Anything else? Feel free to take these. I think I have. Yes, sir.
Your schedule goes to the end of this week. What's your forecast for the next 2 to 3 weeks that you incurred earlier?
We're going to hold this up to the light of day. And as long as people want to look at it and test it and provide input, we'll go as long as it takes. So I will probably know day by day.
Did you send the copies of this stuff to the school district?
No, you're the first ones here to see it. And we'll make all the copies we want. It'll get out, but I wanted to run through it at our first pass. Okay, here's, I think we're going to have enough. I think we made 30. So here's, if you need more of these, let me know.
Okay.
Did you get what?